Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
We had two winners yesterday with Beat the Bank. Daniel won $460. Shalisa won $660. They both bailed out just about the right time. They could have won a little bit more, but they did it just right with Beat the Bank. It's your turn now. If you signed up at KidNation.com, listen for your name. If you didn't sign up at KidNation.com, it's not over yet. If nobody calls back within 10 minutes, we open it up for everyone. But still, go sign up because it just gives you better odds of winning. Here are your three names for this hour. Haiti Banda, Jake Rodriguez, Brandy Battle. Brandy Battle, Jake Rodriguez, Haiti Banda. You have 10 minutes to call us back at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Your 10 minutes start now.
Now.
And if you know them, give them a call, text them. You might get a little kickback. We do have to finish the gossip here while we wait.
Yeah, so the guys that robbed Kim Kardashian were caught on a surveillance video, and it was from a side street near her hotel. They caught them passing by on their way to rob her and then fleeing in the other direction afterwards. Listen to this. Three of the guys, you know, they say there were five of them. Three of them were on bicycles and two were on foot. So they didn't even have a getaway car. They just, like, rode their bicycles. Yeah, so they can be seen headed to her hotel at 2:19 a.m., leaving 49 minutes later, and then one of the guys has a duffel bag with him. And they didn't need a whole lot, you know. I mean, all the stuff they took is small and high in value. But, yeah, no word for if police know who these guys are or if they have any leads. Today's Kim's 36th birthday, by the way.
Yep. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Kim.
Yeah, she hasn't been seen out hardly at all, and she's not going to be celebrating. I guess Kanye had planned a 1920s-themed soiree at the Nice Guy, but he canceled it.
Yeah.
And they say that he's gone all out for her birthday, and they're going to do something low-key, but that he's gotten her like a ridiculous pair of Lorraine Schwartz ruby drop earrings. So more
Did
jewelry.
Didn't y'all learn?
So you get them. You got her more jewelry that she can
replace
flaunt.
What was taken, JC.
Yeah, but don't let us know. How much are those things?
$50,000.
No, Lorraine Schwartz wants you to know, honey.
Oh, Lorraine does?
That's why.
Thanks, Lorraine.
So Britney Spears has picked out her next boyfriend. Why not? You're a celebrity. That's how you do it. You go shopping for boyfriends.
Pick him
and
out.
It happens to be Taylor Swift's ex, maybe.
Ooh.
According to a tabloid, Britney's asked her manager to see what he could do about setting her up with Tom Hiddleston.
Really?
The source says she's more than ready to date again. She's got a huge weakness for British guys. They're the ultimate gentleman. She loves the accent. They have good manners. And they said that she started crushing on him when she watched him in The Night Manager and then got jealous when he started dating Taylor, kicking herself that she didn't get to him first. And now that he's back on the market, Britney supposedly is not going to waste any time going after him in hopes that once they get some time alone together, she'll be able to totally charm him. Her rep allegedly has reached out to his people. They say he is open to the idea of meeting her. Don't think this doesn't happen.
Oh, it happens all the time, right?
Yes. It's how Brad and Jennifer Aniston got together. They were set up by one of them thought the other was cute, put the feelers out there, hooked them up.
They don't need no Bumble and Tinder.
Yeah.
They got managers.
They have feelers.
How else do they do it? You know, they can't go swiping left and right.
Raya.
And you have to, well, that's one option.
But still, if you know you like somebody, remember years ago, I saw this girl in the newspaper, Kelly, and it was before. Anyway, I saw her picture. I was like, wow, she's beautiful.
Newspaper? What's that?
Yeah, right. And I said her name on the air. And somebody actually found her and put me in touch with her. And
really?
She ended up having a boyfriend and stuff. But I was like, she was in like an ad for a department store or something. I'm like, she's so beautiful.
And we ask our friends, like, if you know somebody works with somebody you're interested in, hey, can you set me up? So what's the difference?
Yeah.
I bet you her boyfriend was thrilled.
You're right.
This dude on the radio talking about you.
He's going to Mr. Steal Your Girl over here. He's going to take my girlfriend. He's on the radio.
He's on the radio, man. Yeah, that didn't go through.
Didn't go through?
I mean, I got to meet her. She's a cool girl.
So Ciara cannot win her defamation lawsuit against her baby daddy Future because she is apparently raking in so much money professionally she has no damages. Because that was her suit saying that he was damaging her reputation. It was hurting her career.
She's never been more on fire.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like random gigs, but she's working all the time.
She's hosting with Ludacris again, the some music award show.
Out there,
the
man.
Same one as last
it's
year.
A good career
it's
move.
Actually helped her. She's making more money now than she was before Future talked smack about her. So she's dropped this libel claim. And the case still isn't over. She's still suing Future. So much drama. Gosh, she's married and might be pregnant with Russell Wilson's baby and is still suing her last baby daddy. But she's suing Future for what's called false light.
What's that?
Alleging that he has made her look like someone she's not. Proving false light does not require showing she's lost income. She could get money just for the heartache of it all.
Oh, just let it go.
Let it go.
You my know, God. Let it go.
Your husband getting paid, you getting paid.
Just you're working. Future's making, both her and Future are making more money than they were before.
Go away. I mean, not go away, but just live your life.
I mean, then it just gets to be petty. Yeah. You know, it's like, okay, we get it. Future's not a great guy.
Let it go. Let it go.
Nice, Al.
Angelina Jolie is, you know, said to be so furious that she's being painted as this wicked witch in the divorce that she's planning to write a tell-all to expose the real Brad. She didn't sign a non-disclosure like those employees were forced to do. Insiders claim she's looking at ghostwriters to help her bear the truth.
Oh. Let it go.
About their marriage, expose the shocking multiple partners.
What?
And to shred Brad's heroic goody-goody image. They say she could reveal how she never wanted to marry him in the first place and hated how he encouraged the kids to put pressure on her to tie the knot. They say the book will reveal that Brad's a very insecure person, constantly paranoid about her cheating on him, used weed and booze as a crutch for his self-esteem, and the drugs are what fueled his worst behavior.
What was that, Kel?
They say that she could get as much as $5 million for a tell-all. I wonder if, though, she would cloak it, disguise it as, I'm going to tell the truth about my life.
Right, somebody.
So
oh.
you go all the way back to the beginning, because books have been written about her. I've read her biography. I was very curious about her. And that Tarantino or something, I don't remember the guy's name, Tabarelli, I think is the one that wrote it. And it's really shocking.
Did you like it? I've always wanted to read it. Do you still have it, or is it on your
I think
digital?
I might have taken it to Half Price Books.
Oh.
Well, you know, what am I going to do with it after I've read
it? Well, go buy it at Half Price Books. It's half price.
It's half price now. Half off.
Now we know where Kelly takes her books.
Yeah, but gosh, you take...
I save my
books. I love Half Price
Books.
My daughter loves Half Price Books.
I'm going
to warn you. You'll spend 2 hours going through your books. You'll take carload after armload after armload, boxes, 1,000 books, and you'll get maybe $10 for them, if you're lucky.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
It's not worth the effort.
But that's how they get their books to resell.
It's like when you go sell your video games and you have a bunch of them that you spent $59.99 on and they buy it back for $1.25.
Or even your clothes, you know, and you take them to the resale.
Yeah, I had to explain that to Emma Kelly because she went on this clinging spree on her book. She loves books. And I was like, don't be thinking you're going to get a lot.
All right.
She didn't.
Well, a lot of celebrities are cool and just tell you, oh, hey, we had a baby. This is her name. Here's a picture. You know, it just kind of avoids the whole paparazzi trying to get the first photo of the baby kind of deal. But Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively like to be annoying about it and not admit they're pregnant, not say that they had the baby. And then now they are trying to still keep the sex of their one-month-old baby a secret.
Because that affects the one-month-old how?
Well, Ryan, people think that he accidentally revealed the sex of baby number two. They have a daughter named James.
Yeah.
But yesterday he tweeted, the mobile above my daughter's crib is just a whole bunch of Nuva rings so she remembers how lucky she is. So I guess saying that they weren't trying to have a baby and it was an accident. Because
nice.
I don't know. I don't
get his humor sometimes.
But James is two, so I don't think she's in a crib anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever.
Well, sometimes you keep him a little bit longer on there. You turn into a daybed.
Ryan Lochte just got engaged to his Playboy girlfriend, Kayla Ray Reed, last week. He's already getting told no on some of the wedding plans because he's got ideas. He's got ideas. Why shouldn't a groom have some input?
Cheer.
In fact, his idea is to maybe have the wedding televised because you know a Playboy model fiance is not going to want that. But they've been pitching it to several different networks, but nobody seems to want it.
The body paint dress, wedding dress.
They say it's all part of rehabbing his image, but America's not ready to forgive him just yet.
You get married underwater. Don't the white people do that? I've seen some white people do that. They get married like in the ocean, underwater.
No, she doesn't want to do that.
Underwater.
Well, he's a swimmer. Why not?
She doesn't.
True.
Yeah. They do everything. But yeah. I don't want to do that.
You got to swim down the aisle?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Swim and give her away.
Yeah. Hair. She's got a nice pair, and now she's got brand new underwear. Beat the bang. Beat the bang.
Oh, you brought the underwear out.
Jenna.
Jenna's got her undies.
I got new underwear for you. Here you go.
Thank you.
It's Calvin Klein.
He's so excited.
Did you really get small?
I got three pair, right? And the first pair, I guess I must have clicked on extra large, which is what I wear. And the other ones, I didn't click small. And so they sent me one pair extra large and the other two pairs small. And it takes too much time to send stuff back.
Wow. Yeah.
So.
Boy boxers.
I mean, if you don't want them, I'll give them
yesterday,
to Benito.
If you missed this, Al, we were equally as confused as you are right now. Yeah, probably.
But see,
like, why
the front area's got way too much
underwear. They are boys, and I am a girl. I'm not hiding any secret. And it's like, well, they would fit you, or only other person I know they'd fit is this, like, small Mexican man that works for me. I'm really?
You want me to give them to Benito?
It's my body type.
Yeah. I mean,
Alec, this has a spot for male parts. Like, I don't understand how I'm going to wear
it. Male anatomy.
I think she's rejecting your gift.
I'm not. I mean.
Maybe it could stretch.
Thank you.
For you, Al.
I'll give them to Benito.
Benito
will probably be more than happy.
All right, let's meet our contestants. I don't think she wants to hear about the underwear. Hi, Haiti.
Hi.
How are you doing this morning?
I am awesome.
Everything is awesome right now.
Everything is awesome.
You are the first one to call back, which means you get to play Beat the Bank, Haiti. That's great.
Yes.
I know. Quick
shout
dialing.
Shout out to my family.
Well, name them. Who is it?
Sandra, Naomi, my husband, Miguel. I've been getting text calls, and I'm shaking.
Oh, you missed me.
Oh, shout out,
we have some bad hombres.
No, Trump.
Shout out,
Haiti.
Oh, that's funny.
What are you up to this morning?
Trying to win some money.
Hey, let's make that happen for you. Kelly, will you tell her how we play the game, please?
Okay, Haiti, we're going to put you in the bank vault with the banker. He's going to snarl some numbers at you, dollar amounts that are going to keep getting bigger and bigger. Now, when you hear an amount, you feel like, uh-oh, it's not going to go any higher. Yell stop loud enough for us to hear you. That's right.
Boom.
That's
you know
right.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. If that vault closes before you say stop, you get nothing. Now, it could go all the way to 1,000. You still have to yell stop if it goes to 1,000, okay?
Okay, Al, I gotta know.
Yeah. Medium well, Haiti. I think you're gonna do better than medium, but I don't think it's gonna go all the way today. But I think you're right in the good sweet spot.
Okay,
how about that?
Hey, go with what you feel, Haiti. It's all up to you.
Yeah, because I don't really know a doggone thing.
He has no idea. When you ask Al how it's gonna go, he gets all flustered. All right, Haiti, let's go inside the vault. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$220 $270 $310 $360 $430 $440 $490
I was feeling that too.
$490.
Haiti was not liking that pause right there.
No, me neither, Haiti.
No.
I started second guessing.
Did it repeat 490 twice?
I don't think so.
No.
I think it was 470 and then 490, but you got 490.
You got 490, baby girl.
You know what I'm saying?
What are you going to do with it?
I don't know.
But you don't have to tell us now if you don't know.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I need some new shoes.
There you go.
Mama needs some shoes.
Mama needs some shoes for sure.
All right.
Just for fun, Haiti, you got the $490. That's in your pocket. Let's see how high it would have gone, okay?
Okay.
$580.
Oh, big jump.
We were wrong.
$590.
Now close.
You think?
What?
Good job, babe. Good job. You're smarter than me.
That's my celebration song out there for Haiti. Congratulations, Haiti. Hold on for us. We'll get you all set up, okay?
Okay, thank you guys.
Yay. Pleasure talking to you.
Shout
have a wonderful Friday.
Yep.
Woo! That's how you play Beat the Bank right there. You sign up at KidNation.com. And we're less than an hour away from playing again.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Happy Friday, everyone.
I know that's right.
It was a happy Friday for Haiti Banda. She just won $490 with Beat the Bank. We'll play again here, less than an hour away. So we've been asking you to go to KidNation.com, which is where you go to sign up for Beat the Bank.
Or pretty much anything we do.
Yeah. That's where our bonus points are. If we give you bonus points, you just got to find the tab and everything.
Store. Right, yeah, right.
That's right there.
So we've given away two trips to fans of The Walking Dead.
Yes.
That's a trip to L.A. You get to go check out the new attraction open at Universal Studios Hollywood. And you also get to be in the audience of The Talking Dead live.
Hmm. Now, we gave away two of these already. We said we had three, which means...
we got one to go.
Chelsea Owens.
Hi.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Very, very well. Important question before we tell you what's happening. Are you are you related to Jenna Owens?
I wish.
You wish?
Yeah, I don't know. Chelsea, we haven't met. I mean, I guess we are somewhere down the line, right?
Right, possibly.
I would say no.
Why?
No.
Because if she says no, that means you get to go check out The Walking Dead,
boom.
Chelsea.
Oh, my goodness. Are you serious?
Yes. Have you ever been to L.A.?
No, I never have.
Well, you and a friend are going to L.A. on an airplane. You get two nights.
On an airplane.
Yes, and when you're there, you're going to ride in a car. You get ground transportation in L.A., two passes to The Talking Dead filming, two passes to The Walking Dead attraction at Universal Studios, and thank you very much for listening to the Kid Craddock Morning Show, Chelsea.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Who are you going to take, Chelsea?
You know, I don't know. There's a lot of people I could choose from.
Well, that's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
I know.
Your first time on an airplane. Wow, how exciting.
I know. It's super cool. Thank you, guys, so much.
Can you do your best Walker? Your best.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on. Come on. Give it to us, Chelsea.
You give it to her first.
Right.
Pretty good. Bad. Your turn, Chelsea. Go.
Good sport.
You're a good sport. Chelsea, hold on for us, and you have fun out in L.A., okay?
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
I think being a zombie would be the easiest part to get. You just got to...
And somehow I'd figure out a way to screw that up.
By the way, Walking Dead back on TV.
Oh, that's right.
9, 8 Central this Sunday on AMC.
What season is this?
I think seven. Yeah.
Wow. I told you, Alan wants to watch. I was like, well, you got to cram in the first six seasons. You can't just pick up in the middle can you?
No, you got to watch from the get-go. Trey was over there in the control room looking all uppity when I was doing my walker.
Uppity Trey.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't really very good. I'm not saying I could do a better job.
Well, then you can't be critical.
You can't be uppity if you can't do better.
Okay, well, I can't do better on the football field than all the players out there, but I'll definitely criticize them.
Oh, that is true.
He got you
Thank
there.
You.
Very solid bro point right there from Trey the bro.
But that's not, you're not getting the opportunity to do that.
Right.
Well, we can be critical of Trey.
It's a good return serve.
Oh, good one, Jenna.
We do radio, and he did a good impression. See, I'm very, I will not criticize someone's British accent because I cannot do one well.
Right.
So, I say, well, it's better than what I could do.
Sure. You want to try your walker, Trey? Uppity Trey? That's actually pretty good. That's pretty
nice.
Good.
There you
well
go.
Well done. Well done.
Good job. Way better than JC's. Oh, now we got to go. Okay, here we go.
JC's got to come back again.
That was a Mexican zombie.
Not nearly as scary.
What was it?
No.
It made you feel good, though, right?
No, Trey made me feel like I could feel his breath on my neck.
How does it feel?
Not very good.
Moist. Very moist.
Moist.
Do you guys want to do a Flashback Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we got a tweet from a Kid Nation member somewhere here in my files here from Catherine. And she wrote us and said, it's been 1 year since Baby Cheese.
Oh, I cannot believe it's been a year.
It's been a year since Baby Cheese,
That's
you guys.
That's the thing that I can't wrap my brain around.
Uh-huh.
A year since Baby Cheese.
Hashtag never forget.
Man, I forgot, I think.
I didn't forget Baby Cheese. I just didn't realize it had been a year.
So the background on this, we were doing, does that make me crazy?
Yeah.
And Melissa called in and gave us,
I want to hear this.
And gave us Baby Cheese.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Hey. Good morning.
Well, I had my first son. He's 4 months old. And after his bottle, he has little milk that runs down to his neck and sits there for about 1 or 2 days. And I don't know if all parents know, but it turns dry and it starts to smell. So I purposely do not take my son a bath for about 1 or 2 days so I can accumulate the rolls of milk underneath his rolls.
Because why?
What do you do with it?
Nothing. I just wipe it off with a wipe, and it just makes me feel like I'm really cleaning my son. So I wipe it off all over around his neck, and he accumulates a little bit under his ear.
So you just
and I love that part as well.
You just wait for him to get extremely dirty so you have more to clean up.
I do.
Well, that might be a question for your pediatrician.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, if you were sniffing it, that'd be one thing.
Or CPS, no. Maybe.
I definitely do not smell it. It smells a mile away.
Yeah,
but
it's
milk is gross.
It sours.
It's like when you get whipped cream, like a pie to the face, and then your face smells like throw up the rest of the day.
I think that could possibly irritate his skin.
Yeah, because it's living.
It's lactic acid, isn't it, in the milk?
There's living organisms in.
So you might want to.
I don't leave it on over a week. I mean, top one and a half.
Yeah, days. I would just check and see if there's any skin irritation there from doing it that way. Just for that reason alone.
And yes, I say you're crazy.
Yeah, a little crazy.
Yeah, it's a little crazy. Yeah. We're having a good crazy day.
We're doing it. It's a good crazy day, Melissa.
Yeah, good
thank
crazy
you, Melissa,
day.
For keeping that going. Don't you create cheese that way?
Oh, gross.
I'm asking a question.
I think maybe
people just sit around gathering milk on their necks to make cheese.
Better than getting a bunch of cows and having to go out there with cattle.
If she had said that.
That was crazy.
I would have said, hold on.
I'm going to throw up. That's how they get that's how they get that baby, that baby cheese. What is it?
The baby bells.
No. I'm not a parent, but I would just say when you don't know, wipe again.
Baby cheese.
Just wipe, right? Just always wipe.
Hashtag baby cheese.
The hashtag baby cheese. Gotta get that. Can we get babycheese.com, please?
No.
And while you're at it, get .org. We might turn it into a charity.
Baby cheese.
It's just a charity, all right.
It's just $1 a day. It's a babycheese.org. You can feed an entire family.
Adding the word baby to just about anything makes it exponentially funnier. Like baby blazer.
Baby arm.
Baby cheese.
Oh my
Mom, can I get a baby cheese grilled sandwich?
Get some wine, some baby cheese.
No. Okay, let's do another crazy and get that taste out of my mouth.
I want a baby cheese pizza.
Okay.
Oh my
what is going on today?
I don't know.
That was the weirdest thing I've ever
had. Oh my gosh.
Are you okay, Al?
Oh,
I think the more he thinks about it.
Yeah. Why is baby cheese so funny to you?
I don't know.
Dad, baby so smoky.
Al's going to choke over there.
Oh, my God.
But I'm being told babycheese.com is $800. Do we want it?
Yes.
I think that's a wise investment.
I think it is, too. Think about all the baby cheese products.
Somebody bought baby cheese and he's sitting on
Happy 1 year anniversary for baby cheese, everyone.
That was fun.
Happy 1 year.
Oh, that was funny.
Oh, my God.
I wonder if it's still available.
It was for $800. Maybe it's not $800 anymore.
Monday, I'm going to bring in the list of all my domain names. I'm sitting on about 20 of them.
I've only bought one website.
Oh, baby cheese has gone down.
It has. Really? How much is it now?
$6.95.
Oh, wow. Still
it's
too
for
much.
Sale.
Baby cheese is on sale.
Or 12 monthly payments of $58.
Based on all the people that say that, it makes me want to puke. I don't think we'd do well with that business.
Oh, man.
It's time for Feel Good Friday.
Yeah.
You know, we want to go into the weekend feeling all good.
Dang right.
So we want to get calls and text messages about the good stuff going in your life. Nothing but good stuff.
This is positive stuff. Feel Good Friday.
Yeah.
That's the name.
And it doesn't matter. It could be big. It could be small. As long as it's making you feel good, Kid Nation, we want to hear about it. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll be back.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show. And that should make you feel good.
Right?
And that should make you feel good. And that should make you feel good.
All right, everyone. It's Feel Good Friday.
Love it.
So we want to hear nothing but good stuff from you. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
By the way, we will be calling out three more names for Beat the Bank in about 15 minutes.
I can make you feel good.
Did I do my math right? Yes.
I'm feeling good.
Feeling good? Why are you feeling good, Kelly?
Sucking almond joys between my teeth. That was good. She just brought me some, and some Tito's vodka and some Paydays. And
feeling
some,
good.
Look at that.
Right?
Shot of Tito's in the morning.
Well, that's Kelly's shot of
for
Tito's.
For a screwdriver.
I'm excited.
Right. I got a text message here for Feel Good Friday.
Yeah.
2 months ago, my doctor found a mass on my lung.
Oh.
1 month ago, we found out it was cancer.
Oh.
2 weeks ago, I found out it was treatable.
Yay.
Wednesday, I found out that I only have 5 radiation treatments to take care of it. I start November 3rd. Feel good Friday. Right. Feel blessed Friday right
there.
You
go. God is good.
Hey, we love you. Good luck.
Glad you caught it.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones right away because we got some calls already. We will have a live Feel Good Friday here in a second. Hey, Crystal.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you all?
Awesome. What's your Feel Good Friday?
My 6-month-old son just got his first tooth.
Aww.
And I think his 4-year-old brother is more excited than I am.
Right?
Did you name it?
No, we didn't name it.
First tooth, name it something.
It's not going to be a feel-good Friday for you if you're breastfeeding, though.
Name it Snaggle.
No.
No, true.
I think that's when most moms are like, yeah, I'm good.
Ouch.
I'm out. I'm out on that one. All right, Crystal, thank you for calling. Let's go to Jackie here. Hey, Jackie.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great. We want to hear your Feel Good Friday.
My Feel Good Friday is finally, for the first time in probably 6 months, my 15-year-old son and daughter will both be out of the house, and I will have the whole night to myself.
Yay!
That's good right there. Well, what are you going to do?
Yeah, what's the plan?
I was thinking probably just rent a movie and watch a movie and go to bed.
Yeah. Okay.
Enjoy a nice night. Oh, yes, but it's great.
Uh-huh.
A nice house to yourself.
It's like my every night. I love it.
It's like people think, I don't have the kids this weekend. Oh, you're going to go crazy? Nope.
No.
Going to watch Dateline and go to sleep. From the text, Jonathan wrote us and said, I feel really good. I've been married now for 2 weeks to the love of my life.
Awesome.
It's Jonathan right there.
Mm-hmm. It all goes down from there, buddy.
Jeez.
Wow. Especially because we're about to talk about.
I know. That's what I'm supposed to say.
We do have a Feel Good Friday, speaking of being married. In studio with us, Tiffany and Jared are in studio with us right now.
Hello.
How are you guys doing this morning?
Wonderful. A little nervous.
A little tired.
Yeah. So Jared works out, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
She does too.
Is that where you guys met?
Was it leg day, bro?
You guys meet working out?
Yes.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. What is your Feel Good Friday for us?
We're getting married tomorrow.
Yes! Tomorrow!
Yay!
Yeah. You guys have been together over 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Engaged for over 2 years.
Wow. You did the long... How'd you do that?
Yeah, how'd you pull that off, man?
Just dragging my feet.
There you go.
Yeah.
Being engaged is the fun part.
Right.
Yeah.
Where'd you guys meet?
At college, in the gym, actually.
Of course, right?
Yes. Louisiana Tech.
And how long before you knew she was the one?
Probably the first day I met her.
Yeah,
she was something different. Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
You go spot her?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I got you.
And then I saw how much she could lift, and then I asked if she would spot me.
Really? Because you guys are power lifters.
Yes, used to be.
Really? Yeah. So you do that hang snatch and the hang clean stuff? No.
No, just Olympic lifting. So bench press, deadlift, and squat.
Did you see that guy that just squatted 1,005 pounds?
Yeah, Ray.
Lil Ray.
How do you get those balls in your arm?
Those are called muscle.
Oh.
Balls.
You got like tennis balls in there. And tell us about how you proposed to her.
Well, she's from Portland, Oregon. So we went up to the beach up there and took her to Cannon Beach. And it was right around our birthdays. And I told her that I had gotten her a birthday gift for her to play with at the beach.
Yeah.
And I got her a rubber duck from Oregon to play with at the beach. And then I told her that I'd got me a toy as well. And then when I reached in the box, it was a ring and I pulled out and proposed.
Oh, you were just blindsided. No idea.
No idea.
Really?
Yes.
That's
and
fun.
I was traveling with this box in my hand the whole time. So I was carrying around my ring essentially.
Oh, so yeah. You didn't even know.
I had no idea.
Good. Well done then.
Because it was your birthday, right? So you just thought it was just a present.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It was about a duck in a box.
About a week after our college graduation.
So what about the wedding?
Yes.
What's the special thing about the wedding?
Well, we're getting married in the Catholic Church.
Uh-huh.
And then, I don't know.
Do you have a honeymoon? You going straight to a honeymoon?
Oh, yes.
Where are you going?
Cabo San Lucas.
Oh, nice.
Love it. I'm so excited for you.
Yeah. We did bring you up because you wrote us a letter, obviously. That's why you're here.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering why they're here, Joseph.
Yeah, and Kelly has a letter in front of her.
Oh, actually, I do. I was just pretending I didn't
know. Kelly, you're so good at improvising.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. All right, so let's see. Dear Kid Craddock Morning Show, I have a dream. My brother Nathan is in the last year of his tour with the Navy, and he's stationed in Bahrain. Is that said it right?
Bahrain.
Oh, I need to brush up on that. I really wanted him to walk me down the aisle at my wedding October 22nd, but unfortunately, they won't let him come home for my big day. So my dream is to get my brother home for my wedding day to have him give me away to the man of my dreams. I'm not close to my parents on either side, and as of right now, I have no one to walk me down the aisle. If there's anything you can do to help my brother come home for one weekend, it would mean the absolute world to me. Tiffany, do you remember writing that letter, Tiffany?
Yes.
You do. Now, here's the thing. This is why we did it on a Feel Good Friday, because we would have done And I Have a Dream, but unfortunately, sometimes we try and things don't go according to plan, because we reached out about getting Nathan, your brother, a few days of leave.
The military has all these rules.
But that's the thing. He's overseas, and sometimes as much as you want to beg, they are not available or able to grant permission for him to leave.
So
we asked you what... We can't do that. I'm sorry.
So what's like dream number two?
So we thought since you couldn't have your brother, you'd like a
brother.
A brother to walk you down.
No, you wanted a video from your brother at least, right?
Something.
So we pulled some strings. And for your big day, you wanted a video from your brother, Nathan. And Evan did this a couple weeks ago. It took us a couple weeks, actually, to get it, but Nathan finally got the video.
Mail is very slow from Bahrain, now that I know how to say it. I'm going to say it again.
The downloading and uploading and stuff going on.
It's like digital, okay.
Yeah. Would you like to hear that video from your brother?
Yes.
Hey, Tiffany. I just wanted to send you a video for your wedding. I unfortunately won't be able to make it to your wedding. It really kills me that I won't be able to, you know, walk my little sister down the aisle. And, you know, like, I want to so bad, Tim, but I won't be able to make it. And also wanted to wish you and Jared a great rest of your life together. I know you guys will both be happy. You both are great people. And I just want you to know that I love you so much, and I really wish I could be there. All right, Tim.
I really wish he could be here, too. He's hot.
Yeah, I was going to, for the ladies wondering.
I love you, honey, if you're listening, but he's very
hot. Alan, sorry about that. So is your brother single? That's the number one question for the ladies, not Kelly.
Not me.
No, he's not.
He's
not single. Oh,
he has a girlfriend over there, actually, and she's studying graphic design.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah.
In Bahrain?
Yes, and that's my profession as well. So.
Oh, wow.
So you like her?
Oh, yeah, I love her.
Yeah, if you picture what a soldier should look like.
Yeah. That's him.
Yeah. It's him. He's like an action figure.
He's the guy on the commercial. Yeah.
When's the last time you got to see your brother?
I got to see him last October, I believe, and that was the only time I've seen him in about 5 years. So
a year ago was
the
last time in 5 years. Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's why you wanted him to walk down the aisle.
How much longer is he going to be gone?
He comes back in April.
In April?
For good?
Yeah.
So he's done in April.
Yes, he'll be done.
So if he can't do it, who's going to walk you down the aisle?
My stepsister. Her name is also Tiffany, so it'll be the Tiffany's.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yes. Tiffany and Tiffany down. Or Al.
Yeah.
My other brother.
Look, you wanted your brother to walk you down the aisle, but we have a brother. Or how about your real brother?
Oh, yay!
Yes.
Oh, he's even hotter in person.
Oh, we have a real brother here.
So we kidnapped him.
Okay, he's not going to be able to talk because now there's a lot of tears.
Yay.
No, give him a big hug, Tiffany. It's been so long since you've seen him.
That is so sweet.
I think we surprised her.
I think so, too.
Did you know? Come on. You didn't know.
Jared, did you guys have any idea? Get on that thing.
Me?
No, we did not.
Even okay. Jared's choked up. You guys had no idea, Jared?
No.
None at all?
Not at all.
Yay!
Here, come Nathan, on over here. Get on here with
Nathan.
Her,
yeah. First of all, thank you for your service.
Thank you.
How long have you been back in the States?
Got here a couple days ago.
You've
been hiding out?
Yes.
Has this been the hardest last couple days? Because you're literally miles from your sister that you haven't seen in years.
Yes, I was just kind of sitting at the hotel, just really ready to see her.
Aww.
And are you available tomorrow to walk down?
Yeah, poor Tiffany's getting kicked to the curb.
Will Tiffany understand, Tiffany?
Yeah. Tiffany, you've been a... You've been promoted to Usher.
You've been, yeah. Usher!
Oh. How are you feeling, Tiffany?
I'm a little emotional.
Yeah.
Yay.
It's a nice surprise.
Shaking a little bit.
You had no idea.
Well, I mean, I wasn't going to get my hopes up, but...
You were hoping something special might happen.
Yeah. I was hoping.
Did we fool you with the video?
Yes.
Good.
I'm keeping that video, too.
Oh, good. Oh yeah, you can have the video.
It's all yours, baby.
You're wondering, how did this all come down? Because, like we said, it is very difficult to get people to leave. You know that.
Yeah, and the Kid Craddock Morning Show doesn't have that kind of pull.
No. So, yeah. Nathan, you changed jobs in the Navy, and so you were able to get a few days of leave. So this helped out tremendously. You traveled 20 hours to be here for Tiffany's wedding. Mm. And then we also have some friends of ours that helped us out as well.
Of course, you know how I feel about Operation Once in a Lifetime. They grant wishes to members of the military. Mm-hmm. And Sergeant Patrick Sowers helped us pull this off.
That dude's all right.
Yeah, we love Operation Once in a Lifetime. Look them up on OperationOnceInALifetime.com. And you can help grant more wishes like this beautiful one we just granted. And we also want to thank the Hotel Crescent Court.
Yeah, how's that hotel there, Nathan?
It's great.
That's pretty nice. Tight, right?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
You were two blocks from my bar and didn't come in. I am so upset.
What's better?
CrescentCourt.com, and you can find maybe stay in the same room.
Little step up from the bunks in Bahrain.
Very much.
Yeah.
Get room service.
That's the second part of this surprise. Yeah. We're actually sending you on your honeymoon to Bahrain.
No.
No, goodbye, Mexico. Hello, Bahrain.
Now, Nathan, you will need something to wear at the wedding. I mean, you just got here.
Yes.
So...
Well, they do look nice in there.
Yeah, because we didn't
love their military uniforms. Yeah.
We didn't tell anyone. Nobody from the only one that knew was Nathan. So we're going to cover the cost of your tux so you can go looking right.
Yeah.
That's very cool. That's so great. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Best day ever, Tiffany?
Yeah.
So
you haven't said many words. Are you okay? What's going on in there?
I'm just so a little shocked.
I'm so happy for you.
Yes, I'm overwhelmed and over Joey, so thank you, everybody.
Oh.
Jared, did you notice that she was feeling down because he was not going to be able to make it to the wedding?
Yeah, she was kind of getting a little distraught because she was trying to figure out who to have her walk down the aisle. And I know more than anything in the world, she wanted Nathan to be here, so this is absolutely amazing.
Nathan, what do you think about this guy she's marrying?
I love him. He's a good guy.
Your brother-in-law now, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. I'd say the same thing if he had... Big old bowling ball.
Yeah, you can protect her while you're gone. Yeah.
Good answer.
I'm sure you guys have a lot of catching up to do. Did you bring the girlfriend, or she's back in Bahrain?
Actually, not. I don't really have a girlfriend.
Oh! Hey now,
hey,
the plot thickens all of a sudden. Jenna got a lot closer to Tiffany.
No,
there,
no.
What's going on there, huh?
How about a twofer?
Yeah, it got a hot.
Wow, breaking news right there.
Here.
It
might be Operation Once in a Lifetime for another reason.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I could do that long distance, man. That's far. Yeah.
Nathan's going to be looking for a date to the wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how we roll right there. Well, you guys have a lot of fun at the wedding. I'm so glad this was able to come true and happen for you guys.
Yay, special day. Take a lot of pictures.
Oh, we will.
Thank you all very much.
Well, thank you guys for allowing us to do this.
Yep.
Look at the smile on Tiffany's face.
I know.
Yay.
That's a feel-good Friday that makes everyone else feel really good.
I feel so good.
Feels so good.
I feel good.
Oh, our bad. Mascara alert.
Oh, sorry.
We didn't want to blow
tell you guys.
It. We didn't want to blow it. All right.
Whew. Now.
That hits you all in the feels right there.
Yeah. In the tingles.
Oh, White Cheddar let me know it's time to call out some names.
Yeah. That's what that music is for.
Somebody have the names? No, you didn't give me the names. We were all caught up in the feels.
No, sorry, I don't have anything.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
That's our producer. That's Mr. White Cheddar.
All right, here we go. We got your names.
Well,
right
by the way,
on time.
Props to White Cheddar, because
he and Shannon
kept this such a big secret from everyone, because we would have blown it. Yeah, and
we're
Shannon
tiptoeing
and
around here, hiding her brother in his office all morning. Yeah. You guys have been so close to each other all morning that you've been here and you didn't even know it.
Oh, that's so crazy.
Yay. Right. Okay, well, here are the three names, so now we can make someone else's Friday feel good and give away some money. Janessa Klinger, Philip De La Cruz, Sonia Fort. That's Sonia Fort, Philip De La Cruz, Janessa Klinger. First one in the next 10 minutes gets to play. The phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
Yep, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll play Beat the Bank next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Man, you guys, the text is blowing up right now after what just went down with Tiffany and her brother Nathan. From the text, OMG, being from a military family, hashtag tears. What a great feel-good Friday story. Took me back in time. I started to cry when you surprised Tiffany. Thanks for ruining my mascara, y'all.
Yeah, water just started pouring out of my eye. Yeah, I'm like, what is this?
We started cutting onions in the studio,
yeah.
You know, for breakfast. I had a feeling you guys were going to get her brother there. From one Tiffany, me, to another, congrats. I'm crying for you. Yay, operation once in a lifetime. Yeah, they helped us out with that. And we got a lot of text messages asking, hey, where's Shannon? Because she used to do what Trey's doing, run the control board in another studio. That's what Shannon's doing, and hopefully we'll be doing a lot more of these in the future.
Shannon's puts together good stuff, like feel-good stuff.
All the I Have a Dreams,
right.
Shannon, they go through Shannon. She filters through them. She starts working on them, and she makes great ones happen, like this one.
Mm-hmm.
And she also helps out with kids, so the videos you see and all that stuff. Shannon is doing a lot of behind-the-scenes work, which is what she loves to do. She loves doing that feel-good stuff, even though her name is Psycho Shannon.
Kind of odd, isn't it?
Yeah. And speaking of that, we'll have the video of Tiffany being surprised by her brother Nathan at kidnation.com on Facebook. So when we post it, share it away, because this is really cool. It's one of those videos I think a lot of people should get to watch.
Yeah, it felt good to be a part of that.
Tiffany was genuinely surprised.
Mm-hmm.
And in other news,
what?
Nobody called back for Beat the Bank.
No, what? Seriously?
Because they were too busy crying, probably.
Oh, man. That's a feel bad Friday right there.
And guess what?
What?
Now we get to open it up for everybody.
There you go.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We want to make it quick, so let's go with caller number 7 to play Beat the Bank.
Got it.
Just like that. Big Al and I got to do something extremely cool yesterday. We got to go to high school.
Kelly, I'm telling you, I've been to a lot of high school pep rallies while I was in high school and since. This was the best pep rally I've ever been to. I'm not even lying to make them feel good.
You're not even lying?
This was an awesome pep rally.
Yeah, it really was. The whole school was out there.
Fossil Ridge is the name of the high school.
Fossil Ridge High School. And why did we go out there? Because, what was it? A few weeks ago, maybe even a month ago, there was a story that came out and then went national. Of a homecoming king by the name of Max Aiken, who won homecoming. He's the quarterback of the football team. He won homecoming king. But
Call him Sunshine, because he looks like Sunshine from Remember the Titans.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He felt that another kid deserved the crown more than he did, because he felt that this other kid named KL did more for the school and bringing him happiness and all that. And he said he is what, you know, everybody should aspire to be like. And so he took the crown off of his head, walked over to KL.
At the halftime of the football game.
And handed it over to him. And the crowd went wild. People got pictures, posted it online. It went viral. They even ended up on the Ellen Show.
Yeah. Has Ellen called yet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Ellen's pretty much my favorite person on the entire planet.
Oh, really?
So when are you going to L.A.?
Oh, gosh. I don't know about if they say so. I will definitely go.
Oh, she'll have you on there. I'm sure she'll have you on there.
You and KL, you down to go to L.A. to see Ellen?
Yes, ma'am.
Because, you know, the thing is, you go on Ellen, you get stuff.
Response he's had.
Well, they ended up on Ellen. So that's why
they did.
And we promised them that we would go out there to one of the pep rallies, and that's why we went out there. And, boy, did we have fun. But Big Al Mac pulled a Big Al Mac and showed up with his homie, Curtis.
Well, you know, you go to a pep rally at a high school, why not take your dog?
They have rules about that.
Exactly.
Okay, this is what happened.
There
was a delay in my getting up to my room, my house, to take Curtis out to pee. The elevators were extremely slow, and I was like, either I'm going to be late or I just got to take Curtis with me. I had to make a decision. So I took Curtis with me. I was going to be late.
Instead of late and pee, you took him on an hour car ride?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it was just extreme. Anyway, I showed up with Curtis. I'm like, I hope this is okay. They said, well, sure.
Guess who took care of Curtis?
Officer Blair.
No way. You pawned it off on someone else.
Well, police officer.
Yes, police officer. Protecting the serve. And he served. Thank you, Officer
Blair.
I appreciate it.
He all knows he can do it because no one's going to say no to him.
People say no. Believe it or not, people say no to me all the time. But Officer Blair and the entire school, the faculty, and all the kids, they were very
accommodating.
Welcoming.
Welcoming. That was what I was looking for. To Curtis. Made him feel at home. And Curtis is not a shy dog at all. He's very social. He's like band. He's like dancing to the music and everything. But every time I would walk off to do something in the pep rally, Curtis would go crazy.
But I do know why they don't let you bring your dog to school now, because when we were walking through the halls with the dog, all the girls were just awing and they wanted to come talk to him and pet him.
He did.
He took all the attention from everything that was happening.
He did poop outside, but I did have my bags with me.
Good. Okay, good.
Everything was all good.
And also, Big Al Mack ended up racing KL because KL challenged him to a race.
KL's fast, okay? KL is fast, okay? He's just, they said go, and KL was like, psh.
Gone.
What kind of race? Like a 40 or just in the gymnasium?
It was from one corner of the gymnasium basketball court to
20 yards, maybe 30 yards?
Caddy corner to the other corner.
Did you pull something again this time? Well, last time you ran, you pulled something.
Al, you look like you have something like in your butt when you're trying to run. What's going on with you?
I think that plantar vagina thing. Plantar
fasciitis.
Plantar fasciitis.
What?
Fasciitis. Stop saying that.
What does your planner have?
Plantar fasciitis.
A what?
Vaginas or something. I don't know.
Oh, fasciitis.
Whatever it is.
You got a lot of that.
He doesn't even know.
Whatever it is. And it's, everybody think I'm trying to walk cool. Now my foot hurts. But anyway, he beat me fair and square.
Yeah, he did.
He beat me fair and
Jenna,
square.
I think Al forgot how to run.
Like, looking at that video, I've never seen anything like that.
I genuinely think we said go, and I think Al's brain said, dog, we don't know how to do this anymore.
Well, at first I was going to try and do the high step like Deion Sanders used to do when he was going into the end zone.
High step? You look like Frankenstein.
High step, we're watching on Kid TV. And then it's just like, oh, man, he just really smoked.
What is? Your arms are down.
The football team was cracking up at him.
Did you even try, Al?
I did.
You did try.
I did.
Yeah. You know what? Al's not good at running, but he's good at rapping, though.
Beat the bank.
Beat the bank.
Don't mess this up.
Beat the bank. Feel good Friday. Never felt so good. Reunion and wedding. Tonight's gonna be good. Beat the bank.
At Big Al's Bars is going to be full on people that came to visit us today.
Hope so.
Yeah.
My whole
strength. Come on now. That's how you do it, buddy.
Yep. Free beer. Free beer.
For everyone?
No. For them. For them.
Oh, I got you.
I'll buy them a bucket of beer.
Hey, Mindy.
Hello.
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 Is it you we're looking for?
It is totally me.
It is you. Mindy, you were totally the seventh caller. Congratulations on getting in.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Yay.
You get to play Beat the Bank. What are you up to right now?
I am pulled over like a creeper in some weird parking lot by my son's daycare.
Perfect. That's what they love at daycares, creeper cars.
Creeper cars in the parking lot. Yeah. All right, let's hurry up and get this over with so you don't get the police called.
We don't want Mindy to get arrested here. Mindy, here's how the game works. We're going to go inside the bank vault with the banker, who's going to give you dollar amounts that increase the longer you stay in there with him. He is a little angry at times. Don't be afraid of him. Your only job is to yell stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go, which could be up to $1,000. You still have to yell stop if he says that, because if you don't and the door closes, Mindy, what happens?
I get nothing.
You get nothing.
Right.
Yeah. Now you're just a creeper with nothing.
We've been lucky. The door hasn't been slamming on people. They've been stopping.
Yeah,
yeah, they've been doing well.
For the most part, we've been very lucky like that.
Yeah.
Good.
Al, how are you feeling? Would you like to let Mindy know?
Mindy, it's Feel Good Friday. I'm sorry. I know. I feel really good. I feel really good. I hope the banker doesn't let us down. I don't know, Mindy, but I
hope he doesn't either.
I feel really good. I hope you're brave and courageous.
All right. All right.
I'm very brave.
All right.
Hey, Mindy, there's only one way to find out if Al's good feeling is true, and that is to play
Beat the Bank!
Good luck.
90. 420. 450. 480. 520. 580. 640. 670.
Stop.
Woo! That was such a big jump early on.
I know, it freaked me out.
Freaked me out too, girl.
$670 for you, Mindy Dean.
Yay!
Are you watching Kid TV?
No.
Okay. I was going to say, sometimes they stop when we start freaking out, and I guess we just have the same feeling.
Oh, okay.
But then we're on a delay, so that wouldn't work out for you so well.
Right.
Right.
I kind of felt like it was going to go all the way, but
yeah. You
never know.
That was my prediction, but again, I don't know, so let's find out, just for fun.
Let's see.
740.
Oh.
810.
Oh.
820.
He's ramping up.
950.
Oh, wow, he's going so fast.
I'd bail right there.
1,000.
Oh!
Oh, my God.
Dang it.
That's all right, girlfriend.
Good job.
That's okay.
What was it, 670, 680?
$670 for you, Mindy. That's still good enough, right?
What are you going to do with it?
I'm probably going to be boring and save it.
You know what? That's okay.
And you're doing the Kelly Raspberry.
I'm saving for, so I'm going to throw that in there with it.
There you go. Hey, all that's your money. You do whatever you want to do with it, okay, Mindy?
Yay!
All right, get out of that parking lot.
Stop. I'm so glad I got to talk to you guys.
We're glad you called in and won. And get out of that parking lot so you don't look like a creeper. We'll set you up with all your money. Here, hold on for us. There she goes, Mindy Dean, with a $670 with Beat the Bank. It'll be back on Monday, 6:50, 7:50 Central.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
Ready, Caroline?
Yeah.
Well, we're on the radio right now, so hopefully you're very ready.
Oh, my gosh. I've always wanted to be on the radio.
Welcome to the radio, Caroline Kratic.
Is this what it's like?
This is, this is it.
Oh, wow.
So you got some new music for us this week, Caroline?
I sure do.
All right. Give it to us.
So Lady Gaga, her new album is out called Joanne.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to be honest. I'm not a huge fan of Perfect Illusion, her song. A lot of people like it.
I'm going to be honest. I'm not a big fan of this particular song myself
either.
I'm
not either. I just imagine like a big drag queen singing it.
Well, she just made the decision she's going to scale back her
look.
Physical appearance.
Yeah.
The flamboyancy.
Is this the first?
But it still sounds flamboyant.
Well, I think that this song, she accomplished what she wanted to. I read that she just wanted to have a fun club song. And that this is a fun club song. But I don't want to listen to it in the car.
What about the other songs?
But the other songs I really like.
Okay.
So, Million Reasons is her her other song that I really love. It's kind of like You and I. If you guys remember that song?
A ballad.
This is a great song.
Yeah, see, this is the Gaga I love.
Yeah, like her at the piano.
Stripped down.
Three chords and the truth.
I heard when she was looking for names for this album, she was on her way to a fabric store.
No, it's actually named after her aunt that I think passed away.
Joanne Fabric's great, though.
Way to be insensitive.
Wow. Can make it.
I got it out.
Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome, Joanne's.
Yeah.
Please pay us.
Sponsored by Joanne's.
Thank you.
Make that check out to the Kid Kratic Morning Show, please. CC Big Al Mack.
I got to give Michael some love.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, Michaels. Yeah. She also has that song, Ayo.
Ayo.
Is that a good song?
Yeah.
You
I
like it?
That one. I want to listen to in the car.
See, I wish you would have released that first before Perfect Illusion.
But it can only get better from here.
Yeah, well.
And then she's doing the halftime of the Super Bowl. So that's really exciting.
That's in February. Has she announced who's going to come on with her?
Not yet.
I don't think so.
Because she'll have somebody help her out, right? They
Probably.
All do.
Yeah, they always have special guests.
Al, what if we merged our bands together and Gaga hired us?
Oh. And we could be the halftime of the halftime.
What's your band's name?
Don Cheadles?
You're going to need to work on that.
Yeah.
I like the name.
Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly.
I think it's very cute and clever. It's just that y'all don't ever do anything.
Okay, next, we have Michael Bublé. He has a new album out. And he had voice surgery in June, so he's kind of been recuperating and taking a little time off.
He had voice surgery?
Voice.
Voice surgery.
What's boy surgery?
I didn't know.
Can you explain to me what boy surgery is?
Yeah. Snip.
Fix your body part.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't want anybody loving
my baby. Nobody
but me. I don't want anybody thinking just maybe.
Nobody. Like that. That's a fun song.
Cute. So Megan Trainor and Harry Styles wrote the song for him on his album called "Is Someday."
Oh, not this one.
No, it's not this one.
Not this one. One. She wrote "Someday" for him.
Yes.
This one.
Megan.
Okay.
I like that one too.
Yeah.
He also has this song, "I Believe in You." I believe in starting over. I can see that your heart is true. I believe in good things coming back to you. You're the light that lifts Michael Bublé concert. Great place for single guys to go. Because it's like 92% women.
Yeah.
Really?
And typically a little older, if you like older women.
Yeah, if you want a little cougar action.
Ooh. The Michael Bublé fans are very diehard, too. They love him.
Yeah. Is he going on tour soon?
Yeah.
I just haven't met you yet. That's my favorite.
That's my favorite.
He's always so feel good. I need some depressing stuff. Do we have any?
You want depressing Bublé?
All his love songs are so upbeat and perky. And this sounds like a breakup song.
Are you guys really complaining about upbeat stuff? And then you have a friend of the show for New Music Friday
as well. Absolutely. Pentatonix, who is local. Scott, Mitch, and Kirsty.
Scott Hoying.
Yes.
Who used to write jingles?
A friend of mine and friend of the show. Absolutely. Yeah. So they have their Christmas album out, which is very feel good and fun. Watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you
why. Santa Claus is coming to town. No instruments, huh? Just their mouths.
Just their mouths.
We're going to have all these happy Christmas songs.
Yeah, I want a depressing song about Jesus.
I like that old holy night.
I love their Christmas stuff. It makes me very happy.
Al and I got to perform with them one time when they came on the show. Right. Doing that whole beat and the noises, it's so hard.
I want to hear them. I want them to do a like Silent Night, and then one of the hype men go, "Make some noise!" Get it? Silent Night, make some noise.
Oh, don't make noise!
Yeah, that'd be better. That's better.
Thanks.
Yeah. That was funny.
I want to be the bass guy.
Yeah.
Dum dum dum.
And what else we got? Joy to the World.
Joy to the World.
They really should get with Charlie Puth. Because he does all of those, that would just be crazy.
Charlie could beatbox and sing at the same time, though.
They probably don't even need him, but.
Yeah, no, they
so
don't.
So in their last Christmas album, they went double platinum, and they were the highest charting holiday album in the last 40 years. But they think this album's going to be better.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So they're millionaires, right?
They found their thing.
They have to.
Doing all right.
They got to be
Christmas
millionaires.
Albums, yeah. People love that holiday music.
Yeah.
I pull out my Andrea Bocelli.
Oh, yeah.
That's where it's at.
Let's make a Christmas album then.
Yeah, but we're not good.
We can't sing.
That's true.
I want the Don Cheadles to do a very Don Cheadle Christmas.
You know what? Fine.
Yeah. I want you to do that. And Don Cheadle's Very Merry Christmas
album. How many songs?
I don't know.
Two songs?
Two songs.
Okay, but I'm going to give you
that's
the title.
That's not an album.
First up, I want I Saw Big Al Kissing Santa Claus.
Got you.
Love it.
What else you want?
I Saw Big Al Kissing Santa Claus.
All right.
Feliz Navidad.
That one gets stuck in my head.
Why don't you try going out on a limb and doing an original Christmas song?
No, because only Mariah can do that.
No, the time is ripe for a fresh new one.
Bieber had one a couple years ago.
Buy me a tree.
No, see, see what you did?
Some decorations on it.
We'll do that.
Every freaking time.
We're going to do it. Christmas songs to the tune of Buy Me a Boat.
No.
12 brand new Christmas songs for you and your family to enjoy. Coming. Probably a couple weeks. We got to get it together.
We got this.
Yeah, you're going to put a lot of thought and energy.
We got this.
I want Rocking Around the World, or is it the universe?
I'm telling you.
We're going to make so much money.
Dude, I'm gonna write it during
You should have donations go to Kids Kids.
I'm going to write it during the next commercial break.
All right, we'll take a break.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.